Hello, I'm Christina Kuzmich, WFIU Station Manager. Thousands of listeners have downloaded over 360,000 WFIU podcasts last year, and we are overwhelmed by your continued support. We provide these podcasts as a free service to you, but producing and delivering them each week is not free. So this week, we're asking you to help us pay our bills by chipping in a few dollars. Please visit WFIU.org and make a tax-deductible contribution today. That's WFIU.org. And thanks.
Door. I often stand in doorways between one room and the next, looking in, looking out. It isn't indecision that keeps me here, but the moment of passage, the opening, the frame.
Anne Haynes, today's guest on The Poet's Weave, is a past recipient of an individual artist's grant from the IAC, among other honours. She's a longtime resident of Bloomington, where she lives in a tiny house with two cats, three guitars, and too many books. To support her poetry habit, she works in the IU libraries. Anne's first chapbook of poetry, Breach, is just out from Finishing Line Press and is available from the press and from independent bookstores. I am Jenny Kander. Anne, please read to us.
Windows. We choose them for the view, forget they give access for theft, forget the nights they might be our only safe exit. Birds crash into windows, mistaking them for sky, fall to the ground and wander off, stunned. Windows can open like wings. In the spring, I raise them all too early and crave the clean chill, the smell of snow. Walking in the evening, I peer into every home. Windows frame a still-life dinner, the blue glow of TV light. We speak of exposures, northern or southern. At night, our faces reflect like ghosts floating on glass until we draw the curtains, erase dark ghosts from memory. Where do those shades of us go, those reflections in night windows? Blank curtains cover our stunned faces, the glass of our eyes. DX is medical shorthand for diagnosis, and in ham radio, it's a signal that's traveled a very long distance. DX. I can understand the not wanting to know. As soon as you name it, taste that bitter certainty, everything whirlpools to that center. Every name answers to that other name. Slight twinges shudder ominous. A momentary sweat tastes like the wrong way home. Nothing is just nothing. Falling asleep at night means hedging all your bets. When you turn out the bedside lamp at midnight, you draw a shaky breath, already missing the generous light. You wake and your heart is thudding like something that could rupture. Or you wake and think it has gone still, your heart abandoned you. You don't believe in afterlife. You refuse to set foot into the dying world. You say you live as if you're dying just in case. No, you die as if you're living. If you had a name for it, what would it matter, really? To spend your days immersed in language, you don't have time to learn. You want to learn to love the earth as it is, not just on good days, not just in greenest, deepest woods, or on a sun-washed beach of sugared sand. Not everything is endless, shimmery summer days, and you can't love only that. There is the snake-like spine of skunk or possum you found half-buried on the inland side of dune, the vertebrae articulate and dry. The brief and brilliant seasons fall into one another, the weather relentless, winter arriving when you're not ready, its teeth of ice poised against your throat. And there is death. Of course, there's always death. The way his breathing grew harsh and rasping, then ceased before you knew it, and you nearly backed away but kept one hand against his chest, as if he didn't have to go alone, his eyes half open, as if the silence of his body meant that he was still listening to you. That stillness, that bridge of bones. To learn to love the earth, to love life as it is, takes every bone and every breath, the way it all goes on and on beyond you, listening and not listening to you.
You've been listening to Anne Haynes reading her poetry from her chapbook, Breach. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander.